Welcome to the hottest podcast around. Good Things Come in Threes, with your expert panel of hosts, Pastor Jack Horner, Pastor Liz Fry, and Pastor John Brock.
Welcome to the podcast, Good Things Come in Threes, a podcast of Trinity Lutheran Church in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. My name is Pastor Jack Horner. I serve as lead pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church, and I am here with my able colleagues, Pastor John Brock.
Able am I. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Pastor Liz Fry.
What a compliment. Hey, friends.
So how's everybody doing?
Oof. I'm doing okay.
It's okay. The calm before the storm.
Yeah,
oh,
really,
I wish you wouldn't
really,
say
absolutely.
That.
The holiday season is upon us, or more holiday seasons are upon us, with Thanksgiving coming up. And of course, Advent and Christmas, which is always a very special time in the life of the church. And speaking of special times or special things, we wanted to talk today about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the topic of gratitude or thankfulness. So one of the things that I am grateful for are the Steelers in a win streak.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I'm very grateful about that, and want to see that continue to go as we go deep into December and January. That would be awesome.
Let's see, the Steelers, they're the ones that use the round orange thing that they put through the hoops, right?
No, not quite. Not quite. They use that oblong ball, which, by the way, if you think about it, whoever invented that, it was brilliant that you invented a ball that when it hits the ground, it can go in any direction, and you just aren't quite sure which way it's going to go. I think when you're playing that kind of sport, that is, it's fun, right?
I think so.
I mean, fumbles are fun. Anyway, that's just a little side note. But I thought we'd talk about some things that we might that we are grateful for. What are a couple things, or three things? Give me three things that you are grateful for.
Wow. Well, I know the one that immediately comes to my mind is I'm very grateful for my youngest son Evan and Phoebe got married at the beginning of October. And it was a beautiful, beautiful outdoor wedding. The weather was better than we could have even asked for. Beautiful afternoon, very little humidity. Everyone who was there we were all safe. We were all vaccinated. And it was just a great time. It was actually the third time in their lifetime that the six cousins were together, my sister's four children, and then my two boys. So that was a really fun thing.
Very nice. I had a nice wedding to go to as well.
That's right.
My youngest daughter got married, and the weather was good enough. It was raining all morning and stopped just in time for the wedding.
Oh, very fun.
Sun tried to peek out a couple times, wasn't very successful, but it was just a lovely, lovely, a lovely wedding. And yes, that is something I am grateful for as well. As well as family. I mean, family being gathered and the new family that became a part of our lives. That's really excellent. And just a part of life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was one of those, it was kind of funny because the whole time this is getting ready, we're getting ready for the wedding, I was a little bit of in a fog. I wasn't sure how I felt about it.
Hmm.
Not that I didn't. I think he's a great guy, and he's going to be a great husband. But just, this was my little baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is my little baby. And some boy is going to take her, it was really neat, and I got some neat video of the two of them dancing the last dance, and it was just such love and a little bit of fun and tenderness that I saw in that final dance. That really just I'm good. I feel good. I am grateful.
Good.
I am grateful.
Good.
I am grateful. How about you, Pastor Liz?
Lots of weddings. For those of you out there that don't know, my husband Kyle and I got married in May of 2020. And so there was no one at our wedding. And so we got to renew our vows this September. And we renewed our vows where we got engaged.
Oh.
And my friend who was supposed to do our wedding helped us renew our vows. And all of our friends came and celebrated that milestone with us. And I cried the entire weekend because I was just so grateful.
Yeah.
To have the people who weren't there the first time around, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
be there for the second time. Plus, I got to wear my dress a second time, and I just was obsessed with that dress. And so,
that's funny. You wore the dress again.
I wore the dress. It was not a beach wedding dress. There was a lot of sand in the back of my dress,
that's funny.
Which it needs to be cleaned because it's literally just pockets of sand everywhere.
Shake it out. And
exactly.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
It was supposed to be a big church wedding dress, not a beach wedding dress, but I wanted to wear it again. So I'm grateful
for
that.
Good for you. I am grateful. I am also grateful since we're talking about weddings. This wedding happened, a long time ago. But I'm grateful for my wife and the partner that she has been through the years. I never want to take that for granted. And I can always count on her. She's incredibly supportive. I call, on Sunday, my routine is I get in the car, I start to drive away from the church, and I call her and I let her know that, okay, I'm coming home. And when I arrive, I see, lunch is, getting ready to be put out, and so it's the little things. It's the little things like that just really mean a lot. And she's been a wonderful mother to the kids, and she's just a great partner. So I'm very thankful for her as well. Anything else? What else are you thankful for?
Well, I along that lines, Jack, I was going to say that I'm just grateful for my family. It was wonderful to see my sister, my brother-in-law, her four kids at the beginning of October. But I'm also grateful that, we live here in central Pennsylvania, surrounded by all of Marianne's people, my in-laws. Mm-hmm. Well, just this Sunday, Evan and Phoebe came up from Lancaster. My in-laws came down from New Berlin. My sister-in-law came over from Harrisburg, and so we had all of us together. It also gave us a foretaste of the things to come for this coming Thanksgiving when we are all together and we will have five dogs together.
Oh, golly.
But
yeah, that'll be fun.
That was a little bit more than what I really wanted, but it's okay. But I'm thankful that we are able to gather together.
That's nice. I can certainly identify with that. It's been 8 years or 8.5 years now that I've been back in central Pennsylvania after being gone for 20 plus years. And we had to go up to New York for some family business. And the traffic and how the neighborhood had changed from when I was first there, it was just really, really dramatic. And of course, it took us 5 hours to get home. It was awful.
Wow.
And it's funny because, people would complain about traffic in this area and, that's not traffic. Yeah. If you have to stop a little bit along the road, that's not really traffic.
Right.
Take an hour and a half to try to get from Queens to New Jersey.
How many miles is that?
That's a good question. It can't be more than 20 miles,
sure.
15, 20 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just awful. I mean, it was just terrible. And it was even like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock. It was before rush hour, so
right.
I can't even imagine. It was just bad. It just felt like there were more cars on the road and in the neighborhood, and it was just not good. Not good. But I'm grateful for being here and living in this area, and I have family here as you know as well, which makes it really really nice. Those family gatherings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else? What else are you thankful for?
I think we're all on the same wavelength there, because I'm also grateful for family. My family got bigger this year. I have a new niece my family, Josie, and I'm thankful that I'm only 35 minutes away and I can just go and see her. And she's already getting so big. She smiles now. She's rolled over. It's so cool. And it's also just cool to see my brother be a dad. My little brother be a dad.
Yeah.
That's really, really fun. I'm excited to watch her this holiday season. we haven't had a baby around for a while, so I'm grateful for that.
That's neat.
Well, and Liz, but your family got bigger as well.
Yes.
No, you and Kyle.
Yes.
With little baby
Taylor.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure where this is going.
No.
Like,
oh,
maybe
sorry.
Maybe
no,
there
no,
was
no,
some
no.
information
no, no,
that
no,
I was
sorry,
not...
did not mean to start any kind of rumors.
I, no.
Yep.
I'm talking about a dog,
furry.
A Labrador
dog. She has a tail. Wow. Thanks,
sorry.
John.
Sorry.
Oh, golly.
And when are you due?
For all of you listening out there, my cheeks are bright red right now. Oh, golly.
But the way that you, as I listen to the way that you talk about
yes.
Taylor, and I can see how much she has brightened up your life and how much you enjoy her and how much you are grateful to have her.
I am so grateful for her. We were away this past weekend. And just being with her yesterday, she's such a snuggler. And so we just snuggled yesterday. She just let me read my book. And I was just grateful for that quiet time
with
cute. Her.
Yeah.
There's so many pictures of her sleeping on my phone. It's probably creepy. Do you ever think about that? You're like, wow, I take pictures of you while you're sleeping.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. I took a picture of my cat, the cat loves laundry day. So when we do the laundry and it's just sitting in the basket, the cat will like go in and literally burrow himself down into this warm stuff.
Fresh from the
Oh my gosh, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Yeah. The cat, it's becoming a really great cat, you know. We weren't sure in the beginning, but, you know, because it was kind of a street cat.
Yeah.
And so you never know how that turns out, but he's just a great cat. He's a lot of fun. I'm going to add one more thing, and this is kind of silly because I realize that I'm kind of sounding like chicken soup for the soul. I like small gestures of kindness. There, I'm grateful for small gestures of kindness, and I see them come in a lot of different ways. And sometimes it's just you're buying something, and the person smiles when you can see their smile, you know, just people being human to one another.
Yeah.
And I'm really great. I'm really grateful for that, when that happens. So. You know, a lot of you know that Thanksgiving is a big part of the church, that idea of gratitude and Thanksgiving. And we talk about that in the church when we talk about living a life as a steward of God, caring for God's creation, but also caring for the resources that God has provided us, whether it's money or our talents and our spiritual gifts that we might have, or our time. And one of the things that is another very powerful expression of Thanksgiving in the church is you could think about it as our worship life. Our worship life really centers around Thanksgiving. And it does it right at the very beginning, even when we offer confession and forgiveness. You know, the receiving of that forgiveness is received in an act of thanksgiving for what God is doing for us in Jesus, that we are forgiven, that we are those sins are literally taken away from us, taken off our back, taken off our minds and hearts, and buried, really, and buried and just sent away. You know, when I would teach confirmation, I'd have capital S-I-N on the board. And then I just take the eraser and I just would erase it. You know, it's gone.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
You know, the sins are just gone. They're taken away. And it starts that way. And then there's other places of Thanksgiving. Of course, we hear in scripture as we're reading the word and as we're responding in sermon and prayer, there's other ways of offering thanks to God for what God has done in Jesus. And literally one of our sections of our worship service is titled Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yep.
And that word is Eucharist, which literally means Thanksgiving or thanks to God. And it surrounds the celebration of Holy Communion, where Jesus has given us this special meal of of bread and wine, which is transformed into his body and blood, his real presence with us. And that is something that that the church is thankful for and offers thanks for. So it's a big part of our spiritual life. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the service, you got a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that great, right? You know, you're gathered together with the people of God, all the diversity that is represented in it, people in different parts of their spiritual life, and, you know, the pastor, the presiding minister, you know, offers this blessing on behalf of God. That's a gift to us. And I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful for that. I remember when I was growing up, I mean, certainly the Eucharist and receiving communion was always a big part of it. The sermon too. But there was always something special about that blessing. I just always remember, you know, looking intently at the pastor while that blessing was being offered. I'm like, wow, that's for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a blessing not only for the congregation, but specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you. Wow. That was always a very powerful moment, and I'm very thankful for that. What are some other things in our church life that you're thankful for?
I've really missed, during this time of pandemic, not being able to physically touch right. one another, and the connection that makes with, you know, your other siblings in Christ, the yeah. other people who are worshiping God alongside you. And I am grateful for the ways that we have tried to pass the peace in this new season. Because that humanness that you were just talking about, when we pass the peace, we feel that other humanness of those around us, and we need that connection, yeah. especially during these times.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it was funny. I used to, when I was a young pastor, I was one of those huggers, you know, everybody coming through, hugs, pat on the backs, whatever, just that sense of physicality that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I got away from that. I think it was just because, you know, it was around those times when they were always talking about boundaries and you got to maintain your boundaries.
Yep.
You know, I'm coming out of this situation that we've been in for the last 2 years. Yeah, I'm going back to being a hugger. I don't care. What are they going to do? What? You know, what are they going to do?
As long as you ask permission.
Yeah.
May I hug you, please?
Yeah. Well, and listen, I was never doing the...
I know.
You know, 10 seconds, you know, like of hugging.
Go again.
Okay, that's enough, Pastor. let go. No, that never happened. But, it, you know... It's like you said, it's that connection.
Yeah.
The human connection, which and the sharing of love. I mean, that, you know, you talk about the passing of the peace, you know, it used to be a real kiss.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, like Europeans and Middle Easterners, when they're yep. greeting one another, you know, they kiss on the cheeks. Mm-hmm. And so that was something, that's how they did that. It wasn't just this formal, you know, let's shake hands. Very nice to meet you. Very good morning. You know, it was a sign of endearment too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one.
Well, I mean, as far as worship goes, I'm grateful to see the numbers of people coming back.
Yeah, that is nice.
You know, I have to say that, you know, for the first several months of the quarantine, it was a very safe feeling to just be the few of us that came to the building on Sunday morning to lead worship, but to have all of you folks who are listening to take part in worship online with us. But I guess I didn't realize how much I had missed that actual interaction until, especially these last couple of weeks, as we've seen these last few weeks, that our attendance is slowly but steadily increasing.
Yep.
And that's something I'm very thankful for. Not that we can't worship online, not that we can't worship in small numbers.
Yep.
However, it is fulfilling to be able to gather in a group, in a large group.
I'm grateful for the online presence that we have now.
Yeah.
And I know that it's connecting with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And it's another way for them to connect. And in some ways, they're connecting online where they would have just been absent.
Yeah.
You know, they were taking a trip or something like that. I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, yeah, we're going on vacation, but we're going to take a computer with us. And we're gonna,
definitely. We're still I've had some of our snowbirds tell me that. Yep.
And that's wonderful. I mean, I'm so grateful for that. And we were able to not only just maintain attendance, we were actually, our attendance, I think, went up during the height of the pandemic as well. But I agree with you. It is nice. It is nice seeing people back, and especially seeing our young families back with Sunday school starting up and stuff like that. So it's just been... It's been a great 3-4 weeks as things at least start getting back to normal. They're not back to normal, but you just get a sense that we're getting there, you know, that we're getting there, and that I'm grateful for that as well. Well, and you know, it's interesting because we're talking about gratitude and thankfulness, and this is one of those times as we get to the end of the year where that those themes of thankfulness and gratitude line up with a secular holiday as well. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up in the end of November, and there's that. You know, we remember, of course, the pilgrims that landed in Massachusetts. And the connection that they made with the indigenous folks that lived in that area, and that first celebration of Thanksgiving, and what it was a very difficult trip. If you've never read about the history of the pilgrims, it's fascinating, really, really fascinating. I didn't realize that what they had gone through was that devastating, and it helps you appreciate the Thanksgiving that they have, because they really lost a lot of people.
Yeah, that first winter.
The first winter. And yet they were able to still celebrate with Thanksgiving, that this remnant kind of made it through with the help of the local Native Americans that were there as well. So that's just I highly recommend read the story. It's really fascinating. If you haven't dived deep into that story of what really happened to them. But the church calendar also aligns with that kind of secular calendar as we start looking at these themes that we get in November, where it's focused on the kingdom of God and the thankfulness of the kingdom of God. And also as the church prepares for a new calendar year and wants to kind of have an emphasis on gratitude and generosity. And I think it's appropriate for us to do that at all times because, as I said in a sermon on Sunday, you know, Jesus talked a lot about the power of money and possessions in our lives, both in a negative as well as a positive way. But also, and it was really overwhelming. I mean, most of his parables are in that, you know, 1 out of 7 verses, I think I said, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke had to do with money and possessions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And if you think about it, his parables, you know, a lot of his parables, you know, when you look at what is the parable actually about?
What's that
undercurrent? Yeah. Yeah, it's about possessions, because Jesus recognized the power of money in our lives to be a god. I mean, Jesus is being very consistent with his understanding of, like, the first commandment, I'm the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods. And, you know, gratitude and generosity is an antidote to the breaking of that first commandment, right? So that's what. And there's there are values to being generous. Mm-hmm. I was reading a story that sociologists have actually studied people's level of generosity with their level of happiness.
Right.
You know, people that are generous tend to be happier. You know, they have a better perspective to life because they're not into the whole, dare I say, the rat race of everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I gotta have more. I gotta protect myself. I gotta do, you know, you know, they're just living life with with joy. They're living lives with gratitude, and it makes a big difference. And
gratitude equals happiness.
Yeah.
I've noticed that in my own life. During the pandemic, I mean, like many folks, you know, I was feeling not great. And I realized that a practice that I had taken out of my life needed to be added. And so I have a gratitude journal that I sit down every night and I write one thing that I was grateful for during that day. And that has changed my perspective. Because I'm focusing on the positives.
Yeah. I remember being in seminary and we you know, there was kind of like this making fun of the power of positive thinking, you know, that came out of the 50s and 60s. But there is something to be said about that, you know, about just looking for the positives in situations. Yeah. It's well, not, but being realistic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But it's fun to sit down and replay my day and then recognize that there are multiple things that I can be grateful for.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
In that time period. And it really has completely reframed my life in the last couple of months.
Nice. One of the things that we did as a family when the kids were all in together, when we would get together for dinner, and we would pray, you know, offer thanks for the meal, but we would also talk about, and everybody would name something that was a challenge that they had that day, but also something that they were thankful for. What was the blessing and challenges, we called it. And one of the kids would be in charge of the prayer, as well as the asking of the questions and picking the next person to answer. And if you didn't, you know, you could pass if you wanted to, but pretty much the kids, and as well as Linda and I. And like you said, I mean, you had to focus on the things that mattered. I mean, the things that, you know, what happened that day? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that interaction that I had with the store clerk, that was really awesome, you know. It could be simple things, and the challenges that you faced that day. Well, I had to, you know, obviously as a pastor, you're doing a lot of hospital visits, and sometimes those are really, really tough. You know, they take a lot of, you know, emotional and spiritual energy, especially if it's someone that you really care about, you know, in your congregation, and they're, you know, maybe they're dying or maybe they're really, really sick, and it's just hard. It's hard. And so those are some of the challenges that you know we might be able to share. But it was so good to be able to kind of get it out in the open and talk about it. And, you know, even, you know, I mean, you know, my kids were little in some cases, you know, 5 years old, and they're coming up with their blessings and challenges, you know. But to be able to talk about that and to get them to talk about it, I think was really, really good. Yeah. Yeah, neat. I have a quote. You know, I like these quotes, right? So I have this quote, and this is from a French, I think it was a French or maybe no,
I think
a Swiss.
Swiss, yes.
But he's got a French name, so he's probably one of those Swiss French people or French Swiss people.
Well, they got
three languages in Switzerland. Yes. It's very confusing. Yes. They've got the French side, the Italian side, and the German side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is Henri Frédéric Amiel. You like that?
Yes.
You can just call him Henry if you want. Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist of merely words. Gratitude is shown in acts. Isn't that nice? Discuss that amongst yourselves. What do you think? I love that, though. Thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts. You know?
I had paraphrased that in my notes to say, gratitude turns what we have into enough.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Very good, Pastor Brock. That's awesome.
Every now and then.
I like that, yeah.
More often than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a nice way to think about that. Because we do have enough, you know, we have God, we have each other, and that's enough. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's enough. Well, that's great. I really enjoyed this conversation with
me
all
too.
Of you, talking about a really nice topic like this. We'll have to do this again sometime. By that, I mean, you know, come up with like a topic.
Oh.
Well, I enjoyed hearing about the things that you're grateful for.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really great season of thankfulness and gratitude, and also really looking forward as we get closer to Advent and Christmas. I'm just, I think we're going to be in a different place than we've been over the last year and a half. And
yep.
I'm really looking forward, really looking forward to that. So, well, thanks Absolutely. Everybody for listening. We really appreciate being with all of you again. If there's topics that you think you would like to hear us talk about, please let us know. Just feel free to come up to any one of us and just say, hey, why don't you guys talk about this or that? We'd be happy to talk about this or that. We could probably do like a whole 45 minutes on this or that.
This or that, yes, yeah, yes.
Really, we could. Yes. Really could. So be the church. Jesus is Lord. Share the good news. And once again, thank you so, so much for joining us. So seek the good.
Be the good.
Share the good.
Because good things
come in threes.
Pastor Liz, you want to send us out with a blessing?
I'd be happy to. The Lord be with you, friends.
And also with you.
Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the many blessings in our lives. Keep us ever mindful of the gratitude that we share with you and with those who touch our lives. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
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 Bye.
See y'all.
Bye.